This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. It permeates news coverage as well as people's lives. The sense that the recovery that economists say is going on is not something that people feel. Even as the economy digs its way out of the Great Recession, there's one measure that hasn't improved much in Maryland of late: wage growth. For example, nationally, personal income grew by 2.4% during the first half of this year. In Maryland, personal income grew much less, just 1% in the first half. With us to talk about it is Darius Arani, chief economist at the Regional Economic Studies Institute of Towson University. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you for having me on. We've been interested in this notion of sort of wage growth and the composition of Maryland's economy in terms of the wage structure. So we did an exercise in which we sort of broke the jobs by low wage, which we have at $8.50, to about $17.30. Mid-wage, which we've defined to be $17.30 to about $26.50, and high-wage, about $26.50 to $79.20. So what we found was rather disturbing. So we found during the recession, which we defined as January 2008 to December 2010, and after recession, which we sort of defined as December 10 through December 2013, Maryland created about 33,000 low-wage jobs. Maryland lost 38,000 mid-wage jobs and gained about 15,000 high-wage jobs. So the meat of the sandwich are the mid-wage jobs. We've lost those tremendously. So we're seeing sort of almost this bifurcation in the labor market. We're seeing low-wage job gains, and we're seeing some high-wage job gains. But by far the area where we've lost the most, where there's a stronger feeling of something's going wrong, has been in the mid-wage jobs. Now,
give me a sense of the kinds of jobs we're talking about, the kinds of jobs that you say Maryland has lost, and the jobs that are coming back in numbers. What kind of jobs?
So the kind of jobs we might be getting back in numbers: Amazon, the Amazon warehouse, $10 to $12 an hour, wonderful opportunities. But in terms of being able to sort of afford to live in Maryland, because Maryland does have a very higher cost of living than other parts of the country. So while these are great jobs, they're not sort of, you know, good, solid middle-wage jobs. They're characterized as low-wage jobs. So the Amazon warehouse jobs might be characterized as lower-wage jobs. Individuals who might work in the restaurant, leisure, hospitality areas are probably sort of in the lower wage jobs. So the mid wage jobs might be anybody who might be a manager of some of these fast food places. Some of them might be a entry level clerk, an analyst, those type of jobs. So very, you know, these sort of entry level starter jobs, but also in some cases mid level jobs that have typically been going on. And then the high wage jobs, we characterize the easy way to characterize your information technology jobs, IT workers, those types.
And so this picture that you saw, that you traced in Maryland, of mid-wage jobs disappearing during the recession and not really seeming to come back, while what the recovery is producing is low-wage jobs, is that specific to Maryland? I mean, your research was in Maryland, I know, but is that a change in the economy nationally?
Yeah, we saw the same picture nationally. So for the same low-wage, mid-wage, high-wage jobs for nationally, we saw a much bigger. So nationally, we lost about 1.9 million low-wage jobs, but we gained back about 3.2 million low-wage jobs. Mid-wage jobs, it was sort of a wash. We lost 2 million mid-wage jobs, and then nationally, we gained back about 1.9. And for high-wage jobs, we lost about 500,000, and we gained back about 900,000.
And that means the economy doesn't need, like, mid-level managers anymore? Or, I mean, what does this say about how we're organizing work?
Well, some of it might be, and we've sort of seen anecdotal evidence of some individuals who might be considered to be lower hourly wages on sort of being forced to assume duties of higher wage individuals as sort of one way to sort of minimize.
So that means in those cases, employers are getting the same skills and work that they used to pay mid-wage salaries for.
Exactly. We're also
but they're getting it for low wages.
Exactly. And we're also seeing in some instances, sometimes what's happening, which we can't reconcile with the data yet, we're seeing some instances where the mid-level wage person might be replaced now with the lower wage person So it might be that you've had someone who has had 10 years seniority was booted out, and then someone with no years of seniority is being brought back in. And so there may be at the margins, especially when you get closer to $17 in either margin, there might be some individuals who, you know, because of a lack of experience are in the low wage category versus the mid wage category. But it's definitely a cause for concern, because we're just, this seems to be all over the U.S. This sort of mapping of these jobs seem to be very prevalent in the U.S.
That's Darius Irani, chief economist at the Regional Economic Studies Institute of Towson University, here on Maryland Morning 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about wages in Maryland growing slowly or not at all. Connect this for me with other economic trends. We read about productivity, which I thought had been increasing, and I would have thought that would mean higher wages.
Well, for
workers.
For some it has meant higher wages. But remember, now one of the challenges is that, you know, many firms are under cost pressures. They're beholden to Wall Street, their shareholders. One way to sort of manage costs is to keep control of wages. And in a market in which there's an excess supply of labor, which we've had and we're still having, it's easy to basically, you know, sort of hold the line in terms of offering wage increases. So they're able to sort of manage that cost very effectively. And we're seeing record profits. We see the Dow Jones Industrial Average reach new heights every day. We're seeing the S&P 500 reach new heights every day as well. So these are all indications that the businesses are very healthy, but individuals who are working in these industries, because there is a excess supply of labor, don't really have any bargaining power to sort of, you know, to ask for more wages, because they may be then asked to see the door.
Let me jump in and clarify something, though. You referred a few times to an excess supply of labor. The number of people without jobs in Maryland has been declining slowly since 2010. There was an uptick in the past 6 months, but as more people are employed, and therefore there are fewer job seekers who would take on work for less money, why isn't wage growth growing?
Well, the other thing, too, is especially here in Maryland, is, you know, a lot of our jobs, you know, are tied to the federal government. So we're also, in a larger macro sense, seeing some slowdown in government spending, which then would feed into this idea that there's just not a lot of people who are hiring in these sort of mid to high wage areas without people having certain skills. You know, this is sort of the last 3 years we're seeing these data show this. We probably expect the next couple of years those numbers to creep down slowly. But this has been, we've almost been 7 years in recovery, and we're still in this situation. So, you know, it is taking quite a while for us to recover. In past recessions, we would have been recovered in the labor market well by now at this point.
In your regional economic forecast that you presented this week, you are forecasting much slower growth in Maryland this year and in the coming years than we've seen in the last 2 years, about one-fourth as much growth.
Yes.
You're talking about 0.5%. The rest of this year, next year, the year after, or about that much, compared to 2% in the last 2 years. So is that going to make this low-wage situation worse in Maryland?
Well, to some degree, the low-wage situation is driving some of those forecasts, because low-wage individuals you know, aren't going to have the economic spend as high-wage or mid-wage individuals. So if there are fewer mid-wage and fewer high-wage individuals, we may not be needing as many low-wage individuals, or basically we'll just get by. So I think that's driving it. I think the federal government slowdown is sort of is driving that number, as well as the $300 million deficit that the state has this year and the $600 million that it's projected to have next year. So I think all these things are sort of coming into play, whereas we're concerned that there's just not enough momentum in the state's economy to keep us going and riding high. The challenge has been sort of the reliance on the federal government. And I think I've mentioned this before on several other shows, is that we really have a high dependency on the federal government, and if it slows down, it doesn't bode well for Maryland. And I think that's happening to us. And Virginia is in the same boat as well. So there are parts of Northern Virginia that everyone's very concerned with regarding sort of these higher-end jobs from contractors and federal government employees, what's going to happen to their local economy as those jobs go away.
And we're almost out of time, so I don't know whether there's an answer to this. I mean, how much power does Maryland have to change this trend? Are we pretty much captive to the forces you've outlined?
Well, I think Maryland has a great opportunity. So we have a great incubator program in the state of Maryland, great entrepreneurship programs. The challenge of Maryland has been is sort of, you know, to focus in on how can we get businesses to start, to stay, and to grow in Maryland. And that may be that's a challenge for our new governor-elect Hogan to address, but I think these are some things that are going to have to take place because I think we can no longer rely on the federal government to be that economic engine of growth for Maryland.
Darius, thank you.
Thank you.
Darius Irani, he's chief economist at the Regional Economic Studies Institute of Towson University. Has your salary flatlined since the recession? We'd like to hear from you. Leave a voicemail for us at 410-881-3162. Tell us your name, where you live, and give us a number to call you back. Again, our number is 410-881-3162. I'm Sheila Cast, ahead on Maryland Morning, the past and future of the Creative Alliance. Stay with us on 88.1.